everybody. Welcome to another edition of What You Might Have Missed. Plenty to talk about from the dramatic win in Detroit. And I want to start with the Packers defense against Lions receiver Calvin Johnson. Packers cornerback Sam Shields deserves the, pardon the pun, lion's share of the credit for holding Megatron to 3 catches for 44 yards. But there were times he had some help, and those were some important moments. Here's Detroit's opening possession of the game, and Calvin Johnson against Sam Shields right here. He'll run a simple crossing route, but what I want you to watch is how Clay Matthews sends an early message to Megatron that he may not want to spend his night over the middle. Fast forward to the second quarter. Here's Johnson against Shields on 3rd and 6, and you'll see as Calvin runs just a simple stop route at the first down marker, Stafford wants to go to him. He's looking right to him for the throw, but Morgan Burnett is cheating over and makes Stafford hesitate. He doesn't want to make that throw. By the time he comes back to another receiver, Quentin Rollins is in position to break it up, and the Lions have to punt. One more from the Shields-Johnson matchup. This is a big third down near the red zone in the fourth quarter and a great individual play. You'll see Shields initially get turned around, but he's able to recover quickly enough to still make a play on the ball, almost get the interception. The Lions have to kick a field goal, and that proved very important. Now, before we get to the Hail Mary, I want to show you one more defensive play that almost rendered the Hail Mary unnecessary. The Packers have just called their last timeout with 2:54 left. The Lions have 3rd and 12 on their own 18. And as a receiver runs a crossing route here, coming from the right-hand side of the screen, you'll see that Matthew Stafford fits this ball into the tightest of windows past Quentin Rollins, and the Lions get a huge first down. The Packers defended that play about as well as you could, but the Lions converted and didn't give up the ball until the final half minute. The Packers get the ball back with 2 minutes and change on the clock. They might win the game a more conventional way. Which brings us to the Hail Mary. If you haven't checked out Larry McCarron's breakdown of it on his Packers Chalk Talk segment, I encourage you to take a look. But I want to show one other aspect of that play, and this is coming from a former college outfielder who did his share of tracking fly balls around warning tracks and outfield walls back in the playing days. Right here, as Aaron Rodgers is getting rid of the ball, one thing that really impressed me was how Richard Rodgers actually turned his back to the ball, looked at where he was on the field and in relation to the other players, then turned back around, picked the ball back up again coming out of the rafters, and is able to make the catch for the big victory. That was not easy, folks. To take his eye off the ball, then find it and track it again, and put himself in position to make that catch, Richard Rodgers can play in my outfield anytime. Hope you enjoyed that, folks. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.